long ago, you really don't consider it.
You know what, I think it was a long time ago. I think when I come up there, I think more about Elway than I do about that game.
Ben, have they given you more freedom in the offense this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Every year, I've evolved, we've evolved, and I think Coach Arians and I just work kind of side by side and have a partnership in working this offense and no huddle stuff, and I think the extra work that I put in, that we put in together, has really made a big difference.
Is he letting you call the plays sometimes?
Oh yeah, quite a bit.
At the line or just in the huddle or whenever?
Well, a lot of times, I mean, if we're going no huddle, I'm calling at the line. Like, we kind of huddle up a little bit and I'll call it, so it just depends on what kind of offense we're in.
You cross paths with Elway at the golf tournament?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you cross paths with Elway at the golf tournament? Any golf tournaments?
Yeah, every once in a while I will see him somewhere. It's always good to see him.
You were there under Cowher, and you now with Tomlin. Was there a point where you, a young coach like that, where you bought into his system, something he said or something he did, where you knew realized this guy was for real?
Well, I just think he never changed who he was. He maintains, you know, we say a lot that he's a player's coach, and he really is, because he wants to do what's best for us without giving in too much. And I think that's good, because we respect him and his decisions and the things he says to us.
Ben, you have a Elway-like style to your game. Was there ever a time when a coach, as you were coming up, told you, Ben, you need to stay in the pocket more?
No, I've been lucky to have coaches that have never criticized the way I played the game.
How important is that for you to, you know, I mean, you're a guy who likes to hold the ball and just, you know, continue plays and make things happen. How important is that for your game to play that way?
Well, I don't think you necessarily have to do it. It's not something that I go into a play thinking, let me hold on to this ball. It's just, that's me being a competitor and not wanting to give up on plays. A lot of guys will just go down and take the sack or whatever it is, but for me, I want to try and keep the play going as long as I can and see what will come of it.
You were in this league a couple of years before Roger Goodell became commissioner, and now since he's had that personal conduct policy, do you see or feel or sense that players are more aware of their image and cautious about things?
Well, I think guys do it just for the fact that they want to have a good image. I don't think they necessarily do it because they're nervous or scared of what the league might do. I think they genuinely just care about their own image.
And when you look at film of Doomerville, do you see a vastly different player in the 3-4, or do you see the same guy that he's been?
Well, he's always been a good player, but, I mean, it just seems, I don't know if it's because of the system or what, but they've got a lot of guys that are playing at an extremely high level, and he's one of them.
What do you remember about him chasing you around in Mobile at that bowl game?
You know what? I remember running for my life. That's what I remember, and hope it doesn't have, never would have happened again.
I think he recalls him bouncing off you quite a bit.
I don't know about that, but it was a fun time.
When you look at the tape of another team like the Ravens beating the Broncos, how much do you try to replicate the way they were able to get the win?
Well, you know, we are our own team. Obviously, you look at things that they did, so they're the only team to beat them, and you want to kind of see some of the things and see why and how they beat them. But honestly, we can't put in Baltimore's offense and go play it. We have to just play our own game and hope for the best.
Ben, maybe you saw or heard that the SI Players poll came out and said that Hines Ward as the dirtiest player. Do you see him that way, or is he just a tough guy, or what maybe makes him have that reputation?
You know, I think he's one of the hardest working guys and hardest playing guys in the game, and I think he gets that reputation because guys aren't used to receivers doing that. They're not used to receivers blocking and wanting to hit somebody, and you know, he'll lower his head when he catches the ball and try to run someone over. And I think it's probably a good reputation because people want to talk about it as dirty, but honestly, if they sat down and just watched, they would really see that he's just playing really hard.
Have you ever been at an event or something where a defensive player's complained to you about him?
No, I never. Well, they always talk about how tough he is and how, you know, how you got to keep your head on a swivel, watch out for him. I've never honestly heard anybody in the offseason or anywhere complain and say that he is a dirty player.
Anything else?
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.